May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart and all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. I love this gospel because it's layered. One thing leads to another thing, leads to another thing, leads to another thing. And we see here Jesus asked, who do people say that I am? And of course the disciples say, well, some say you're John the Baptist, others say you're a prophet. And sometimes in our lives, we too can think that Jesus is someone more distant. You know, he's a bloke 2,000 years ago, did good things. And even the other day, a guy shared with me, he says, oh, I believe in God. He said, but Jesus, I just think he was a good man. And I said, you know, are you seeking God? And he said, yes, I am. And I said, you keep seeking him, because as you keep seeking him, you're going to run straight into Jesus. He goes, okay. You know, and he turns and he says, well, who do you say that I am? And Peter spontaneously says, you are the Messiah. Now, Matthew expands what Peter says. He says, go in here. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Messiah means the anointed one. The anointed one who will bring us salvation. So Peter is actually acknowledging that Jesus is our Saviour and the Son of the living God. And Jesus says to Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And Peter is sharing straight out of his heart to Jesus. He spontaneously says, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. He's expressing what he knows true to be in his soul, not up here. And dramatically, he fumbles later on. But Jesus tells the disciples, you know, just keep this quiet. Because what Peter is proclaiming to the Jews, the scribes and the Pharisees, and they're in a crowd and the scribes and Pharisees there, it could be classed as heresy, and he wanted his disciples to hang around a little bit longer and not get stoned. So then he begins to teach them about his suffering. And he says that he'll enter great suffering and persecution. And the scribes, the Pharisees, the teachers will kill him. But on the third day, he'll rise again. And now Peter, who actually Jesus praises for hearing from God, He actually takes Jesus aside and come here. And he says, and so Jesus, Peter says, Jesus, you know, I just said you're the Son of God. You know, he said, he's looking at the disciples and he says, I just said you're the Son of God, man. You know, I got it here. You don't have to die. You don't have to die. You know, scribes and Pharisees, you walked on water, hey, you know. You don't have to die, you know. What are scribes and Pharisees, you know? You can knock them over, you know. You can save the world, you don't have to die. You know, and of course Jesus then rebukes Peter. Thanks, Kim. But Jesus rebukes Peter, but I want you to see Jesus back in the wilderness experience when the devil came to tempt him. And the devil said, you know, you're hungry, Jesus? He said, turn these rocks into bread and feed yourself. And then he says to Jesus, you know, why don't you climb up on that tall building and throw yourself off and call the angels to rescue you, you know, and catch you. and you don't get dashed on the ground. Then he takes him and he shows him, shows the whole world, and he says, Jesus, you only have to bow down and worship me, and the whole world's yours. The whole world is in your court, And he says, you don't have to die. Save yourself. And everything will be okay. Satan knew what was coming. And Jesus actually rebuked Satan there. And Peter is saying to Jesus, you don't have to die, Jesus. Save yourself. After all, that's what we're all about. We're saving ourselves. And of course, Peter gets a sound rebuke from that. And here we have Peter, and he then says to Peter, you are talking. Just come up. He says, Peter, you're talking out of your own understanding, a human understanding. So he flipped from hearing from God the Father to his own reason and his own understanding. And this is where the great struggle with us occurs. We all desire to hear from God. We all desire to be led by God. But quite often, our grey matter gets in the road and we struggle with that. Thank God, he understands that we are human. He didn't wipe Peter out then. He still took Peter along with him. Thank God he does that with us. That, when we try and take over from God, this is a trouble. We sort of think, God, I've got it now. I've worked out your solution. You stand over there and I'm just going to keep on going here and I'll do your work for you. And God's going, no, that's not the way I want you. I want you to hear from me and be led by me, and have that relationship with me. And I want to guide you and lead you. So we have this struggle. And you go, okay, that's okay, Peter. I get that. There's hearing from God and then our struggle with our own grey matter. But how do I hear from God more? How do I understand what is coming from God and what is not? That's a good question. And so Jesus begins to tell them that if you want to be my disciples, you need to follow me. We need to be followers of Jesus. Followers of Jesus, that's a lifetime of being his disciple. And as we begin to follow him, as we begin to dedicate all our life to him, he says, give up our life. It's not talking about us dying in some persecution, but he's talking about us giving up our ways and accepting his ways. And so, as we begin to journey with Jesus and seek him in his ways, what happens is that we begin to see Jesus in a new reality. You see, sometimes people put it, you just need to pray more and you just need to read the Bible more and this is going to be the answer. I tell you now, it's not the answer. The answer is to seek Jesus in your heart diligently and want him to be in your life. And then you'll want to pray, and praying becomes more significant. Then the word of God becomes more real as you begin to see, and it testifies what you're learning with Jesus, and it testifies. You see, what Peter missed when he told Jesus he didn't have to die, Jesus said he was going to rise again. And Peter missed that completely. In 3 days he'd rise again. And this is really significant in this story, because the Holy Spirit, and Paul says, greater is he that is in you, greater is he that raised Christ from the dead, is also, he that raised Christ from the dead is also in you. That's the Holy Spirit. And Jesus says the Holy Spirit will testify what the Father says. The Holy Spirit will show us and lead us. And so the Holy Spirit, who was the power behind creation when God created the earth, who was initiated the birth, Mary, Jesus being formed in Mary, who was the power that raised Christ from the dead, is also within our lives. And as we learn to follow Jesus, we begin to hear what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. And then the other things, prayer and our worship. Our worship, that's a great, great thing. Our worship, what is our worship? Our worship is what we do and say in honor to God. That's our worship. This is church, and we worship in church. But also in our life, we can worship God. And we can give him the glory in our life. And this is what Jesus is saying, to lay our lives down and take up his cross. That is the journey that Jesus is calling us into. Amen.